So if time is independent, then why is time experienced differently by different people under the different modes?
Yeah.
There is an objective reality, but the perception of that reality will be subjective. And that's where the modes come into the picture. That's where the modes act on the subtle body. So, yes. For example, you know, if people are very tamasic, completely unorganized, then they just feel, hey, this is happening, that is happening, I have to do that, and I have to do so many things. You just feel crushed. And the passage of time seems to be grinding a person. People feel completely crushed by their schedules or the demands of all the time. Now, sometimes just people take too much load, that can be rajasic. But even in rajoguna, at least there is some sense of control. Or there is an attempt to control. Some attempt. You know, I'll do this. But in tamoguna, there is just abandonment of the attempt to control out of frustration. So people just give up. So time as a tool for doing something constructive, that is the predominant conception that materialistic people have of time. And in general, materialism correlates with rajoguna, in general. Within that, there can be variations. So sometimes people say that, like Shakespeare said, I wasted time. In one of his novels, said, I wasted time and time doeth waste me. So now, what this means is that, now if you look at the context where he speaks this, it is not anything spiritual. It's even from a material point of view, I wasted time. So what this means is that in the past, I lived tamasically, where I could have used time to do so many things, but I did not use it. So that is the meaning of materially I wasted time. So when we are either caught by our mind's random desires and random fantasies, and there's no plan to do things constructively, then often we in tamoguna there are two broad perceptions. One is tamasic, where we don't care for time only. People spend hours and hours playing some video games. And this whole concept of time pass. Now, time is anyway passing. Why do you have to do time pass? Time is going to pass anyway. But what happens is that people don't have anything constructive to do with their time unless they have some external thing to do. Like earlier, I used to travel by train from, say, Mumbai to Calcutta to go to Mayapur. So sometimes they take 30 hours, 40 hours. So in the train, before the cell phones and all these technological gadgets came up, people would be so bored. So people in the train, they would sleep because they are bored of staying awake. And they will wake up because they are bored of sleeping. So essentially, in tamoguna, one just doesn't know what to do with time. So one just wastes time. Or one has so many things to do that one doesn't know how to deal with it. One panics again. And that also wastes time. In rajoguna, one wants to control and one tries to use time to control. While in sattvaguna, one tries to prioritize and understand what is most important and use time to that. So in sattvaguna, there is also awareness that time is finite. And therefore, it should be used for ultimate purposes. In rajoguna, also there is aware of time is finite. But there is the idea that I want to use it for controlling and enjoying material things. In tamoguna, there is just not a proper awareness of time only. I have a whole lifetime to live. And tomorrow has no end, they say. If you can't do today, do it tomorrow. So like that, people delay it. So time is an objective, independent reality. But depending on our consciousness, we will all perceive time differently. Because that is the way the modes filter our perceptions.